It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Lost perhaps in the excitement of yesterday's inauguration of a new mayor in Pittsburgh is the election of Bruce Krause to the position of president of the Pittsburgh City Council. He was chosen by a vote of 7-2 by the other members of the council. Mr. Krause is the city's first openly gay politician. So what does his ascension to the second highest post in city government say about how Pittsburgh has evolved on gay rights and other issues? Bruce Krause joins me in Studio A. Happy New Year, Bruce. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. Always good to be here.
If you have a comment or question for our guest, you can call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is essspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at essspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. First of all, congratulations on being named the new president of the Pittsburgh City Council. Explain how being the city council president changes your duties as a member of the city council.
Well, they can be philosophical and they can be clerical. They can be in terms of the kinds of legislation that we assist in shepherding, things that may come from the mayor's office, things that may come from members of council. My role in a clerical fashion really is to do the duties of the hearings. Anytime we have public hearings scheduled, post-agenda meetings, executive sessions, and those kinds of things. So it's a multifaceted role that I take on.
And this means a lot to you. You are excited about being in this position.
Service means a lot to me. I enjoy this line of work. Being a city councilman is the absolute perfect job for me, and I'm not sure exactly how I got here, but I absolutely treasure it. It fits me good. It's the best job I've ever had.
It's been well documented that you are the city's first openly gay politician. Now that you are Pittsburgh's first openly gay city council president, what does this say about Pittsburgh's evolution as a city?
Well, on one hand, I wish it didn't matter, and I wish it wasn't something that we even needed to consider. But on the other hand, I can understand how it can be considered to be trailblazing in certain ways. And so on that hand, it is important to talk about it. When I got into serving as an elected official, I brought my past with me. It was never anything that I shied away from. I came out in 1972. It's 2014. It's very much a very natural part of who and what I am. So I've never really led with it, but it does come with me. And so it is trailblazing in a way, and I think it speaks volumes about the kind of city Pittsburgh is. We have always been trailblazing on issues of LGBT. We were one of the first cities to put LGBT people on as protected classes in housing, employment, and public accommodation, and that was back in 1998. So what I think you're seeing today really is just the fruits that have been born of the labor that came before us.
What made you come out so early? We're living in a time when someone who is in a position of power or a celebrity, someone who is famous, Anderson Cooper, for example, Robin Roberts recently, they have just come out, and it's an event when it happens. You did this 40 years ago. What made you do it then?
Thank you for reminding me.
Sorry.
No, the years are flying. I have been very blessed, and it was a very natural progression for me. I grew up in bar restaurant work. My mother's 81 years old. She still works 5 days a week at a restaurant up in Bethel Park. My father worked for Isley's his entire life. I went to work at 13. So I was reared in a very accepting environment. I don't know if you've ever worked in bar restaurant work, but it attracts a completely different kind of a person. And it's quite liberal in its thinking and quite progressive. And many gay, lesbian people flock to that kind of an industry to work in. And I grew up in it, and it was a very natural part of who and what I was. And I've been very blessed that way. It was quite comfortable for me.
You received strong support from members of the council, but it was not unanimous. Former council president Darlene Harris did not vote for you. Neither did Ricky Burgess, who demanded that either Ms. Harris stay in the role or, to emphasize the importance of diversity, relinquish the presidency to a black council member. And, of course, Ricky Burgess is African-American. What is your take on what Mr. Burgess is saying here?
Well, I respect their right to cast their vote as they see accordingly. Each and every one of us earn our seats, and I treasure the independence of the vote that I have earned. So I don't disrespect them in any way for voicing their opinion. They have every right to do it, and I'll fight to the death to support them in doing so. My issue at times with Councilman Burgess has been one of what I see as a lack of inclusiveness in the definition of diversity. And I think it goes far beyond race and even far beyond sex. I think LGBTQ people are probably the most broad-based diversity, a diverse group of people that you're going to find, because we cross every socioeconomic boundary, both sexes, age, ability, disability, education, you name it. And so I think it's probably the most broad-based minority group that we have.
But there is racial tension in this city still. Does Mr. Burgess have a point when he says that an African American in a higher position of political power is best prepared to deal with it?
Well, I'll answer it this way. I definitely took that into consideration when I was assigning committees. Not to oversimplify, but some of the racial tension that has taken place in the past, continues to take place in the city of Pittsburgh, is between police and the African-American community. And I met on several occasions with Councilman Lavelle and told him of my concerns and what I believed was his qualifications to lead the Committee on Public Safety based on that, not just that, his competence and ability to lead that committee, but also to have the perspective of an African-American male in that position. And so I'm quite proud that he accepted that and that we appointed him to the Public Safety Committee.
And he is, of course, African-American and a supporter of yours. Is someone who is not gay as capable as you are as a council president who is gay of handling issues of importance to the gay and lesbian community, which speaking to the point that Mr. Burgess brought up, he's saying we need African Americans in positions of power to deal with the problems that exist for African Americans in Pittsburgh. So would you say that taking his point and kind of flipping it, that someone who is not gay would be as capable as you are of addressing the LGBT issues in Pittsburgh?
Of course. I wouldn't set that limitation on anyone. I think everyone has the ability to be broad-minded, to expand their experience, to be well-read and well-versed and educated on any number of topics. I would argue there are probably many people that would be as qualified or more qualified than I am to lead that fight. I think it's important to take into consideration, too, though, that people have different life experiences at different points on their journey. I'm soon to be a 60-year-old man. I look at LGBT issues probably in a different light than someone that might just be coming out in 2014. There is a very broad viewpoint of any issue. I have been one that looks at coming out and being out, as I said earlier, not leading with it, but bringing it with me and making it a very natural part of who and what I am. And I think the best voice for any issue is just to sort of be a normal citizen that's active, engaged, involved, that does volunteer work and goes to work and is active in their community and contributes in any number of different ways, as probably the best way to represent whatever minority or person or position that you might be advocating for.
We're talking with Pittsburgh City Councilman Bruce Krause. He was elected City Council President yesterday. If you have a comment or question for him, 412-246-2002, if you want to join in on the conversation. You said before your election to Council President that you wanted to bring more collegiality to the City Council, but it has been combative and obviously continues at certain levels to be so. How will you deal with that?
Well, I think it's open lines of communication. For the 6 years that I've been there, far too many times the council has been viewed as a majority of five and the remaining four members sort of play catch up. That has never been my leadership style, and it won't be my leadership style now. We're a body of nine, and I think open lines of communication on a regular basis with all nine members, taking in consideration that everyone's going to have differing opinions. That's democracy. I welcome that. I don't expect us to always agree. But everybody deserves I think inherently has the right to open lines of direct communication on a regular basis. My door is always open. You walk down the council hall, and you can tell the doors that are open and the doors that are closed. I've never closed my door. People wander in at a moment's notice, and I'm always available to see anyone at any time. And that will remain that way.
There's a perception out there that you were the new mayor, Bill Peduto's choice for council president and a likely partner on administrative proposals. How do you maintain independence in the face of that?
It's interesting that you bring that up. I make no apologies for my support of then-councilman and now Mayor Peduto. Bill and I tend to see the world very much in the same way. It's not planned. I think where our paths crossed purposefully because we do see the world much in the same light. I worked very hard to see Bill elected because I believe Bill's many things. And whether you like his politics or not like his politics, what I find fascinating about Bill is his ability to manage. He understands on a guttural level how all of these pieces are supposed to work together and how a city is supposed to function. I believe he's going to be an amazing city manager. We can talk about his politics at another time. That's why I supported Bill and why I want to see him be successful. But through the years that I've been on council, both Bill and I, and Natalia Rudiak, have been spoken about in media numerous times about being very independent and very progressive in our politics. And that's not going to change overnight, not on my part and not on Bill's part. I believe we will remain very independent, respect one another's independency, but not let that hamper cooperative interaction between the council and the mayor's office.
Bruce Krause, Pittsburgh City Council President, our guest. Let's go to the phones. We have Casey in Beaver County with a question. Casey, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. I guess my question is, why is the LGBT agenda just being pushed in everyone's face? It seems to me that, for the percentage of people that fall into that category, there's a much higher percentage being talked about in the media. And, I mean, frankly, who cares what one's particular preferences are? Why can't they just be a person? Why do they have to be labeled as LGBT or anything else and just, put in the public's face day after day after day after day?
Well, Casey, I'd argue you care enough to call. So it must be an important issue to you. I think what is paramount in discussing people of this persuasion is the fact that the more that it's discussed and the more we talk about it, the more people understand that we're simply just your sons, your daughters, your brothers and sisters, your lawyers, your doctors, your sweet sweepers, your educators. We're just like you.
Casey, thank you for that phone call. I want to go back to the relationship between the city council and the city council president and the mayor's office. The Pittsburgh City Council had a rocky relationship with Mayor Ravenstahl. Assuming that this body has a better relationship with Mayor Peduto, what difference will that make in terms of realizing a progressive vision of growth for Pittsburgh?
Well, you're absolutely right, and I was a part of the rocky relationship with the Ravenstahl administration, and I'll wear that, but it was largely based on the policies of the Ravenstahl administration and decisions that were being made that the majority of council did not believe were in the best interest of the city. First and foremost, I would probably argue the parking piece where Mayor Ravenstahl was interested in selling the parking infrastructure to investment bankers, which we have learned in Chicago to be an absolute disaster. And had we not stood our ground and fought that battle for the better part of a year and a half, you'd be seeing parking meter rates in the city of Pittsburgh right now close to $8 an hour.
Pittsburgh is known as the most livable city in America, one of the greatest in the world. But what more, in your opinion, needs to be done here? Certainly other members of the council, again, bringing up concerns that Ricky Burgess has expressed. He's especially concerned, as others are, for low and moderate income communities in this city that are, in spite of all of the prosperity in Pittsburgh, are struggling.
I represent the third largest minority district in the city. The councilman overlooks that quite often and likes to focus on the fact that in his comments often that I represent the Southside Flats, which I do and am very proud to do so. But I also represent Arlington and Allentown and Beltover and Knoxville and Mount Oliver City and used to represent parts of Carrick, Mount Washington, Oakland. I have probably the most diverse constituency base of any of the nine council districts, but he often overlooks that in his comments.
So going forward, as you look at some of the issues that Pittsburgh faces, how do we deal with them?
Well, I think it's not neat, and I don't think we can put it in a bullet point and discuss it. But I would argue slow and steady always wins the race. I would think we're in the business of customer service and delivering services for fee, your taxes or fees. We owe you services. What I have seen that have been lacking, grossly lacking in the last 6 years that I've served on the council are those basic fundamental services, making sure that the city is clean, making certain that the snow is removed and the streets are swept and the cans are emptied. And the fundamental things, the houses that need to come down must come down and all of that. So my focus has always been on those fundamental basic services. I think that's going to be a great complement to the more philosophical-based Peduto administration where he wants to think bigger picture. So I think we're going to complement one another quite well in that regard.
Newly elected Pittsburgh City Council President Bruce Krause joining us. Bruce, thank you again for joining us, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have one more second?
Sure.
I just want to put out there that it is dangerously cold out there.
You know, because you walked here from your office.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I did drive.
You did drive. All right. Good for you.
I did. But, you know, we have been inundated in the city with calls about people have their animals outside, how very important it is and what a common sense move it is to make sure your animals are sheltered in really bad cold like this. If you are without power for some reason, you're a senior or not, there are warming centers throughout the city. You can find those by calling 311. You can also call those, find those out by calling any of the council offices as well. But our warming centers are Southside, Northside, Sheridan, Elliott, and Greenfield, and there's one other one. But please call 311 or 911 so that we can assist you. But it's nothing to fool with. It's dangerously cold out there.
Record cold day, the coldest we've had here in 20 years in Pittsburgh. Again, Bruce Krause, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Paul.
Coming up, we'll meet Democratic candidate for governor Tom Wolf. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.